Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
It is 3 p.m. on June 7th, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 21 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, on the BC Junior A Lacrosse, report on the Northwest League, update on the Western Lacrosse Association, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Sean Mason's The Southern Suite with Lavender. That was Lavender from Sean Mason's The Southern Suite. I'd like to converse about the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On June 4th, the non-conference team added defenseman Dylan Brooks, a native of Chilliwack, for the upcoming 2024-25 season. Brooks joins the SFU Red Leafs after over 170 games in the BCIHL, where he spent the last four seasons with the West Kelowna Warriors, including 32 playoff games. Next up is Vandalux When the Light Breaks. Here is For You. would like to discuss the BC Premier Baseball League this time. It is considered to be the best high school baseball level in all of BC, with plenty of players earning collegiate baseball scholarships and some get drafted by Major League Baseball. Four doubleheaders were on tap for June 1st. The host Coquitlam Reds blanked the Abbotsford Cardinals 2-0, followed by a 6-1 win for a sweep at Mundy Park. The Victoria Mariners shaded the visitors Wally Chiefs 3-2, who won Game 2 2-0 for a split at Laird's Park in Saanich. Across the town, the UBC Thunder bested the host Victoria Eagles 8-5, who won Game 2 4-3 for a split at Lambrick. The visitors' North Shore Twins doubled up the Parksville Royals 6-3, followed by an 11-6 drubbing for a sweep at Inouye Field. On June 2nd, the host Victoria Eagles shellacked Wally 11-6 at Lambrick, and the visitors UBC deep six the Victoria Mariners 10-4 at Laird's Park in Saanich. On June 3rd, the White Rock Tritons announced that Anderson Tordiff, a right-handed pitcher, committed to Clackamas Community College based in Oregon City, Oregon. On June 4th, in an all-Victoria matchup, the host Eagles sunk the Mariners 11-2 at Royal Athletic Park. On June 5th, the Langley Blaze Invitational, involving 13 of 14 PBL teams and 7 invitees from other leagues, kicked off. The tournament host Blaze blitzed the North Fraser Nationals 14-2 at McLeod Athletic, while the Delta Blue Jays soared over the visitors Wally Chiefs 11-2 at Cromie Park. On June 6, the Langley Blaze Invitational went into a full swing at four venues at four different times. For the games that started at 11:30, Langley blitzed Brampton Royals 14-2 at McLeod Athletic, the home venue for the Langley Blaze, while the Okotoks Dogs Red, based in Okotoks, Alberta, shaded the Brampton Royals 18s, based in Brampton, Ontario, 1-0 at Del Air, the home of the Abbotsford Cardinals. And the Black Gold 47s, based in Leduc, Alberta, bested the North Fraser Nationals 8-5 at South Surrey Athletic Park. For the 2 p.m. games, Langley blitzed Mid-Island Pirates, based in Nanaimo, 10-0 at McLeod Athletic. The lone BC PBL regular season game for the day, Parksville defeated the Dogs Red 7-3 at Del Air. The Victoria Mariners deep six Coquitlam 10-3 at South Surrey Athletic, and Delta shaded the visitors Victoria Eagles 2-0 at La Trace. There were three games that started at 4:30. The Okotoks Docks Black blanked North Shore 1-0 at McLeod Athletic. Parksville crowned the Brampton 18s 10-3 at Del Air, and the host White Rock Tritons defeated the Victoria Mariners 7-3 at South Surrey Athletic. The last three games started at 7 p.m. The Weber Wildcats, based in Springfield, just outside of Calgary, destroyed Wally 13-0 at McLeod Athletic. The visitors ATHX, based in Edmonton, bested Abbotsford 7-6 at Del Air. And the host White Rock defeated the Parkland Twins, based in Spruce Grove, Alberta, 5-2 at South Surrey Athletic. Day 3 of the Langley Blaze Invitational is on today. Several games have been completed so far. Just a minute, please. There were games at 9 o'clock along with 11:30 games. The Wildcats baseball, who would be the, there was one game completed at 9 o'clock. Wildcats Alberta baseball destroyed, that's based in Calgary, Alberta. The Weber Wildcats, based in Springfield, just outside of Calgary, destroyed the North Fraser Nationals based right out of Burnaby 9-0. As for the 11:30 games, four occurred. Actually, the first game was at McLeod Athletic, where the Weber Wildcats destroyed Burnaby's North Fraser Nationals. 11:30, also at McLeod Park, McLeod Athletic, Docks Black defeated Mid-Island 5-3. At Delaware Park, Black and Gold doubled the Wally Chiefs 6-3. At South Surrey Athletic Park, the Victoria Mariners blanked Parkland Twins 5-0. And at Delta's La Trace, the North Shore Twins were quintupled by the Delta Blue Jays.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the current standings in the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division. The Langley Blaze are first at 17-4. The Delta Blue Jays are second at 19-7. The Victoria Eagles are third at 18-9. The Wally Chiefs are fourth at 14-9. The BC Thunder are fifth at 11-9. The White Rock Tritons are sixth at 13-12. The North Shore Twins are 7th at 12-12. The Coquitlam Reds are 8th at 8-8. The Okanagan Athletics are 9th at 8-12. The Abbotsford Cardinals are 10th at 10-15. The Parkville Royals are 13th at 9-15. The Victoria Mariners are 12th at 7-18. And the Mid-Island Pirates are last at 4-20. Correction, in the Langley Blaze Invitational, there are 12 of 13 BC Premier Baseball Leagues, BC PBL team participating, with the Okanagan Athletics being the exception from what I understand.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Ambrose Akin Musier's All Song. The tune is Mr. Frizzle featuring Bill Frizzle. Thank you. I would like to feature the BC Junior A Lacrosse at this time. Two games were on tap for June 1st. The Coquitlam Aidenex destroyed the host Nanaimo Timbermen 10-0 at Frank Crane Arena, while the visitors New West Salmon Bellies bested the Victoria Shamrocks in a 10-9 barn burner at the Q Center in Colwood. On June 2nd, the host Poco Saints spanked Nanaimo 12-6 at Poco Community Center, and the visitors Victoria shaded the Langley Thunder 6-5 at Langley Event Center. On June 4th, the host New West Salmon Bellies overwhelmed Poco Saints 13-6 at Queens Park Arena. On June 5th, Coquitlam shellacked the visitors Victoria 14-6 at Poirier Sports Center, and the host Burnaby Lakers bested New West in a 13-10 slugfest at Bill Copeland. On June 6th, the visitors Delta Islanders frightened the Thunder 16-6 at Langley Event Center. Tonight sees New West visiting Coquitlam at Poirier Sports Center. The ball drop is at 7 p.m.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments, questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Here are the current standings in the BC Junior A Lacrosse. 2 points are awarded for a win with 1 point for a tie. The Coquitlam Aidenex are first at 6-1, 12 points. The Nanaimo Timbermen are second at 5-2 for 10 points. The Burnaby Lakers, 5-3 for 10 points, much like Poco Saints. The Victoria Shamrocks are 5th at 4-5, 8 points. The Delta Islanders are 6-2-3, 4 points. The New West Salmon Bellies are 7th at 3-5, 6 points. And the Langley Thunder are dead last with no wins, thus 0 points.
He could be 30. He could be 50. Life has aged him beyond his years. A shopping cart carries everything he owns. Here he comes, toward you. What you think you know about how he got here is probably wrong. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Welcome to the second half of episode 21 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth act of the hour, IACE's You Andaba Como Se Fosse Vor with Amer Locura.
Amar é loucura, disse um muro. Essas paredes falam coisas sábias como que a contracultura é um belo clichê. E se o Gilberto vier me dizer que essa cena tá sensacional, eu nem discordo. juntando todo prazer e sofrer. Se Deus quiser.